This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado will likely miss its first big climate target. CPR Sam Brash reports new modeling from the state shows the biggest reason is cars and trucks.
The state laid out its goals for cutting climate warming pollution in 2019. Now new models show it won't meet its first big target in 2025. It's also clear transportation is driving the shortfall. Colorado's current policies have it pretty much on track with buildings, industry, electricity, and oil and gas. But the transportation sector, it's only set to achieve 9% of its goal. Governor Jared Polis's administration says it'll be pretty much impossible to close that gap, but they're still calling for long-term fixes like better public transit and denser neighborhoods. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
State lawmakers are meeting today for a special legislative session. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on their proposal for property taxes.
Democrats' plans would save the typical homeowner a couple $100 on next year's property taxes. That'll take some of the edge off a big jump in tax bills that's about to hit. But the plan would not offer any further relief to commercial properties. Also on the table are changes aimed at benefiting lower-income households, including a renter relief fund and an expansion of the state's earned income tax credit. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Coloradans in Congress want to make sure that Space Command headquarters stays in Colorado Springs. Senator John Hickenlooper included instructions in a defense policy bill to prohibit limitations on Space Command funds for military construction. Alabama's House delegation wants to block Space Command from building out its permanent headquarters anywhere. This is CPR News.